This MP3 is a continuation of the information on the seven psychotronic crystals, expanded to include all the items in the $1,000 incentive package. For those of you who wish to be Psy Masters and don't wish to become vampires like myself, who glory in evil and download all the evil on the Wicker Men of the Bird's Nest to get infinite good things, the more evil we are, having taken over the Jews' Bird's Nest ritual, and wish to become Psy Masters, who don't do all the nasty evil things us vampires do. The $1,000 incentive package is a complete package, which is all you need, rather than expending massive amounts of money on every item on mindovermatter.ru. This is done because every Westerner can afford $1,000. And of course, this means that the opportunity for psychic development is open to everyone. If you don't wish to spend $1,000, then, as I say, at least you've been given the chance by Total Intent to evolve and break free of the Zion Satanist Freemason evil, which was forced upon you by British maritime law. Now, the seven Psy crystals have taken over the exchange ritual of the Kabbalah, which is the seven double letters, which exchange the seven good things in life, give it to the Jew, and give you the seven bad things in life from the Jew. This has been totally reversed. So the Jew now has all the evil from you downloaded into them. As you saw from the first part of the MP3, the Satanist British tried to abrogate the ritual that I was doing on them by including all the sublime good from all the children, reading the Harry Potter books, from all the children reading the Lord of the Rings books, from all the children who follow One Direction. Same with the Olympics, Paralympics, and the Jubilee of the Satanic Queen Sow Elizabeth. All this sublime good was used to try and defend themselves against the Dark Lord Tim Riefat, but in fact, from the get-go, from the inception, the Rothschilds, Baroness Rothschild, had given all her power, her soul, to eternal torment. And as the Rothschilds are a hive mind, they had actually given me total power over them from the inception of the seven Psy crystals. Now, to expand, the seven Psy crystals feed off evil. They download this then into all the people who tried to stop me. That's basically the entire Western population who worship the Jewish bankers by giving them all their money, taxes, worship, and giving authority to them. So that's 1 billion Westerners who are all your bitches. And you simply lay the seven psychotronic generator crystals on the seven deadly sins, stick that into the Google search engine or any of the other search engines, and you'll get the seven deadly sins. And these should be printed out, and you then put each of the seven psychotronic generator psychotronic crystals, all trademark technology, on top of the seven deadly sins. This means that the seven deadly sins, which run through the billion-plus scapegoats, feed your psychotronic crystals, because you're actually adding to the seven deadly sins running in the human bitches, and in return, you get the seven sublime goods powers given to you in return. So in fact, the seven psychotronic generator crystals download the seven deadly sins into anyone who's tried to stop me. That's all the Harry Potter readers, the One Direction followers, Lord of the Rings followers, any Brits, anyone who supported the British royal family, the Olympics, etc. And of course, all the Freemasons. It's now running through the Freemasonic stone system. All the Grail patterns are now Edomized, and in fact, to fully empower your seven psychotronic generators, they should be placed upon the seven deadly sins, which can be printed out from a search engine, and that will then optimize them. You can then add to this, because in the incentive package you get a soul rescue and a Psymaster service. These are bone generator services. One pulls your soul out of the middle place. The middle place is a psi prison generated by the Freemasonic stone structures, which makes a bubble which traps souls in the earth prison. We know Stephen King's come up with aliens putting a bubble around a town. Same thing with the middle place. When you die, your soul is trapped by the Freemasonic monuments that have quantum superimposed you into the middle place and hold you hostage. Now, with the seven psychotronic generator psychotronic crystals, your soul has been wedded with seven of the psychotronic generator crystals. This was because the Harry Potter books, we've got the baddie, Voldemort, Tom Riddle, who split his soul into seven, which was supposed to abrogate my seven psychotronic generator crystals. So all the Harry Potter readers have actually had their souls sucked dry, and their soul energy has been given to me and to you, basically Edomic quantitative easing. It's allowed me to not only suck them dry, but give my customers energy as well. And that means that your soul has been replicated seven times by the psychotronic generator crystals. So you now have seven souls which feed on the seven deadly sins and download the seven deadly sins in even greater and greater intensity into all the bitches, and all the sublime good from that process comes into your soul. And in order to upload this energy into a dreaming body, which basically is your seven souls amalgamated into the seven anti deadly sins, basically all the seven good things, which of course are the seven Sephiroth of creation, which are made good by the bird's nest ritual, which gives all the good things to he who controls the bird's nest ritual, which is the Dark Lord Tim Riefat. This then empowers your soul and gives you the occult demigod soul of a Psymaster. And to do this, you simply put the seven psychotronic generator crystals on the certificate for your soul rescue, which then automatically pumps up your soul with all the energy fed into the seven psychotronic generator crystals, and you simply leave the seven psychotronic generator crystals on the certificate, which comes in the incentive pack, and then you can upload it to the internet to feed off the internet, upload it to psychotronicgenerators.com, to get 1,000 humans worth of life force, or to get 1,000 humans worth of soul energy by the Burn Your Bitches in Hell service. And this then gives you a soul which can no longer be held in the middle place, because your soul is quantum superimposed with crystals. The crystals are in fact the sequestration engine that's taken over the stonework of the Freemasons, and the stonework of course generates the middle place. So you can actually see it allows your soul not only to go into seven bodies if your flesh body is killed, but it allows you, if you wish, to transcend Zion, which is the seven Sephiroth, and go into higher dimensions in order to evolve as a bodiless being. You need seven souls worth of energy, because Zion is created from the seven lower Sephiroth, and therefore unless you've got seven souls, you can't escape Zion, because of course each of the Sephiroth splits your soul into a shard and traps you in the middle place, and therefore you can actually see that the soul you've got is not the soul you would have had if you hadn't been born into Zion, and therefore increasing it by sevenfold undoes the damage which was done to you when your being was linked with the satanic Holy Spirit and downloaded into mud, which of course is the Gnosis, which you can read on the internet. So in fact, you must have a seven soul in order to escape Zion. Therefore, the seven psychotronic generator psychotronic crystals are a must-have, and that's why they are sold in the incentive package. The Soul Rescue gives you the get-out-of-jail card from the middle place, links your seven souls to your dreaming body to give you the sevenfold soul, which allows you to get out of Zion. That's why it's called Seventh Heaven when you escape Zion. And this means that when you're dead, you have the choice either to sublime and get out of the Zion prison, or go into seven bodies and enjoy yourself. And the more evil you are, the more evil you do, the more good things you have in life, because remember, the bird's nest ritual involves the seven exchange rituals, so the seven psychotronic generators automatically do that for you. You'll also notice you've got a Psymaster service. This boosts not your dreaming body, your soul, but your physical energy body, which of course is your lucid viewing body. This allows you to get into the Dr. Manhattan mode. That's having a physical energy body, which isn't made from flesh, but actually is made from energy, and in fact undoes the Gnosis, the mixing of the satanic Holy Spirit of the Jew God with the mud in order to trap your awareness in it. And this body is also fed by putting the seven psychotronic generator crystals on top of the certificate with the Psymaster service. This then feeds your physical energy body. Now, if you wish to know how to use that, you should read the Active Side of Infinity by Castaneda, where Don Juan explains how to use it. You simply sit down, lie down, relax, clear your mind, project your physical energy body onto the quantum vacuum. Don Juan calls it the Black Sea of Awareness, and just intend where you wish to go. This then gives you the lucid viewing body, which, unlike the dreaming body, which is used by remote viewers, is a physical energy poltergeist that can actually do things. So with a dreaming body, you can go to a distant location and slowly, slowly, as you get more and more energy, do things. But with a physical energy body projection, you can immediately do things because it actually is your physical body. And the seven psychotronic generator crystals suck the physical energy out of the One Direction ears, the Harry Potter bitches, the people who supported the Olympics, support Great Britain, support Lord of the Rings, etc. All the Satanists, Freemasons, who have their own free will, have given me ultimate power over them, but by trying to stop me, which was impossible. And that then gives you seven physical energy bodies worth of energy, which is then dumped into your physical energy body via the Psymaster service. You need this because, remember, in Zion there are seven Kabbalah of creation. Therefore, you need to fill up seven physical energy bodies worth of bodies in order to escape Zion, the Zion prison, where you don't have a dreaming body, you don't have a physical energy body, you're just a damned soul in the middle place. And remember, this means that the physical energy body you have before buying the services is fractured, is just a shard of the real you, and you're actually recollecting, recovering what was lost to you when you were born into the Zion prison. And this physical energy body is mirrored so that instead of rotating in a anti-clockwise direction, which is the direction of Zion and the supernatural spirits that feed off humans, it's clockwise, which is poisonous to the supernatural spirits that run Zion, the middle place. And this means that not only are you poisonous to them, but they can't feed off you. And this, of course, is the Psymaster service. And of course, you have two little crystals, which can be thought of the seed cause for the process of growing the sevenfold dreaming body and the sevenfold physical energy body, which allow you not only to escape Zion, but have physical psi powers, magical powers, within the Freemasonic ley line grid system, which suppresses all magical powers for the Goyim and gives it to the Jews. Now, of course, it totally kills the Jews, Edomizes them, and only feeds you the chosen race, the super Jew, the Talmudic Psymaster, who's taken over the whole system. This means you don't have to destroy all the Freemasonic monuments in the West in order to escape the middle place. You simply take it over with the seven psychotronic generator crystals. And then, of course, you've got the Sublime Good Money Machine, which converts all the evil of the seven deadly sins into money energy. Remember, Baroness Rothschild gave me her soul and all the souls of the Rothschilds and all their power when she bought the seven psychotronic generator crystals, which didn't have bioparticles. And you simply touch the Sublime Good Money Machine to the seven deadly sins, to the seven psychotronic generator crystals, and then hold the BBC in the left hand and the PC in the right hand, and this immediately converts all the seven deadly sins into money energy. It sucks all the money energy out of One Direction ears, all the Harry Potter people, all the British government, Olympics, Royal Family, Rothschilds, Lord of the Rings readers, and all that money energy is then fed into you by the Sublime Good Money Machine. It's also a bone generator, so it's fed into your bone generators. So this, in fact, is the only way to become rich in the new Edomic world, because, of course, as you well know, money energy is a form of energy. That's why it can be fully described by electrical circuits. And in fact, the electrical circuit for converting the download of evil, which is debt, into all the bitches in order to get money has been taken over by the sublime good money engine. Remember, quantitative easing, the Rothschilds just make up money, which they give to themselves, 70 trillion or 1 quadrillion in derivatives, they give to themselves and then dump the debt on the bitches. Sublime good money machine just takes over this energy source, dumps all the 1 quadrillion, 70 trillion into the Jews and their bitches, and gives all that money energy to you. So inevitably, this means that Zion is destroyed, Viecha's dropped, and the new Psy Masters just take after the race war what they want. Take over the Jews' mansions, yachts, take their gold, take their women, just do what they like. And this, of course, isn't concomitant on how much money you've got in the bank. It's how much money energy that is contained within you. And remember, you can't contain this money energy because you haven't got the sevenfold soul, which you need to contain it. So you need the sevenfold soul, the sevenfold physical energy body to contain the money energy, because otherwise you're a goyim, a broken pot, which just leaks money energy and can never contain it. That's why the Rothschilds have built the seven rituals of the double letters of the Hebrew alphabet in order to build the sevenfold energy body of the Rothschild, which of course is there to contain the money energy. This has now been shattered by Baroness Rothschild, who gave herself and, of course, her entire family to be my bitches. Remember, in the Jew scum vermin, the Judaism is passed on by the woman, so you have to get the matriarch of the Jew race, Baroness Rothschild, to give the entire Jewish race to you, which she did when she bought the seven psychotronic generator psychotronic crystals. This means I have total power over the Jewish race, have downloaded infinite torture into them, made them the wicker women in the bird's nest, and have sequestered Lilith, taken that over, totally eaten it alive and made it Amalek. So now Amalek runs my prison where I torture my bitches for eternity to give me and my followers all the good things in life. So you can actually see the incentive package is all you need as a Psy Master to thrive, escape the matrix, and become filthy rich. Thank you very much.